Advanced, how may I direct your call?
Rob, please.
Okay, may I ask who's speaking?
This is Ruben at the Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, I'll have him in a second.
Hello, this is Rob. How can I help you?
Hey, Rob. This is Ruben at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Good, good. I apologize for the delay getting back to you. I understand you're having a customer that needs funding. How can I help out?
Well, I'm not all exactly sure what it is involved with, so I figured I'd give you a jingle, and you could inform me of what I need to do or what they need to do. Or
yeah, absolutely. It's pretty simple. The first thing is, let me make sure I have your email. Give me a second.
Okay.
What's your email?
It's R-O-B at M-T, short for Montana, restsupply.com.
And you're part of Excel, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And Rob, do you know if your customer is a new business or an existing business or an expansion?
It is a new business.
Okay. All right. And do you know how much money they're looking for?
The quote that I had given them was right around $17,000.
Okay, and when are they looking to purchase? What's their time frame?
They have recently ordered partially on one of the items that takes about 6 weeks for them to have it built. But they have put down a down payment to us and was actually working with another one of the lease companies through Excel. And the person that was running that lease apparently did not answer the questions that they wanted answered, and they decided that they didn't want to go that direction, so they're looking for a second option. So,
is that first lease?
It is first lease.
Have you worked with them a lot or no?
No, that was actually the first time that I've ever worked with them.
I've actually heard a lot of really good things about them. The only feedback that I've kind of received is that I don't believe they do, from what I understand, they don't do startup restaurants.
They have them approved already.
Really?
Yeah. The lady that is the one signing all of the checks has decided that she didn't like the way that their new sales guy had answered their questions.
Give me 1 second. I'm going to switch this line off. Give me 1 second, please.
Okay.
Hi, are you there?
Yes.
Can I give you the non-spiel, non-salesy answer?
You bet.
From what I understood, First Lease would not do new businesses. If this, and I hope you understand this comes from a place of respect and not a place of being an ass.
Right.
Customers that start up businesses are really not, and I have to be very careful on how I say my words, They often think they're in a power to negotiate, but they're not. They're really, and I love working with customers. It's my bread and butter. But many of them are completely clueless. And basically, I have a customer that I actually worked with, and they puffed up their chest. They told everyone, they're extremely rude. They told everyone how great and how they were a millionaire. And now this customer is coming back to me, tail between the legs, can't find money, but they thought they would. So I guess the question I'd ask you is, what is going on with this first lease where this customer is rubbing them the wrong way? What's going on here?
I believe that this is a little Oriental lady, and her English is not very good. And through First Lease. The gentleman that is doing the sales is very fast speaking, and I believe that part of that is the problem. The second part was whenever my client questioned First Lease about their interest rate, they gave them not numbers, but gave them reasons on why, well, it's not an interest rate. It's we charge this much, and then we divide it by 36, and then we add. And my client was not following them, and it upset her. So she asked the question two or three different times, and you could tell that she was getting a little bit irate because she wasn't getting the answer that she wanted. So other than that, I'm not exactly sure what the problem was, because as far as I know, they have been approved through First Lease on brand new business.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to send you an email. Did you get it?
You know, I'm not sitting at my computer right now. I'm up front in the main building instead of back in my office.
Okay, so here, and do you do a lot of leasing, or is it quite infrequent?
It's quite infrequent. This is my third year being here, and this is the first time that we've ever had anybody that was...
Okay, so it was from my understanding that they didn't do startups. They do great. Here's my 2 cents to you without wasting your time. I'm more than happy to speak to this customer. I do deal with a lot of customers who are not from the U.S., and so they do need to be educated about this product. Many of them are fearful of banks and fearful of being taken advantage of. However, what I would think is most important here is, before I walk into a minefield, is to really understand, is this customer truly approved, and what is their payments? Because I might come back to you and just say, hey, Rob, you should tell your customer to take this deal so you don't waste your time.
Right.
And that's not the answer that someone wants, but from a mutual respect place, that's the answer they need. Now, to answer your question about a lease, it's pretty easy. Everyone charges interest. To say that there's no lease interest in these leases is not the way that I go about it. I tell customers the truth. Contractually, I'm giving you a fixed payment. Even in a finance agreement, that doesn't separate interest and principal. Here's the amount you borrowed. Here's the cost you paid. There's the amount of interest you're paying over X number of period of time. Pretty easy to calculate.
Right.
But I would say on this file, it would probably behoove you to really figure out kind of, do they have a true approval? Because, I mean, kind of sometimes these people, you know, it is what it is.
Right.
By the way,
I was actually talking with the salesperson from First Lease, and he is the one that had told me that they were approved.
So, okay, I mean, I don't like to get in like the middle of it. I'm just saying, like, if they truly have an approval, and I don't want you to pit me versus First Lease. I thought, you know, maybe they wouldn't take a look at it, but I would honestly tell, if you can come back to me and just the conversation stays between us and say, hey, Ruben, First Lease is offered this at this payment, I'll come back to you and tell you I'm in striking distance or there's no way I'm within striking distance.
Okay.
And I think that's an important thing. If you say the payment's $600 and I'm coming back to you and saying, hey, my payment's $800, then it probably is to the customer, hey, as much as you don't like these people, you should go with them. It's weird to hear someone in finance turn down business, but you tell people the right stuff, the truth, you'll get a lot more business in return.
Right. And I think it was just his wording that they didn't understand that affected them, and after the third or the fourth time...
It's like sandpaper. I understand.
Right. So she was quite irritated with the whole...
And my goal is just to provide education and kind of help dealers make money. That's my only goal, to help you make as much money as possible. But it's really... How do I say this without being too crude? My goal is not to shit on my competition. There's people in our industry that do that, and it never works out for them.
Right.
But yeah, let's figure out, do they have an approval? What are the terms? And I can tell you, like, hey, here are some ideas we can do.
And I want to say that they had her right at less than $500 a month.
For how much money?
I want to say total was about... You know what? Let me put you on hold, and I'll walk back to my computer.
Sure.
I'll be able to punch those numbers right up. All right?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, just one more. Still there?
Yeah.
Okay, let me pull this up. Total was $16,171. And they put 20% down on some of the items that they had ordered, which was $2,900.
Okay.
So that leaves them with $13,271, that, at least from the quote that I had quoted them. Now, I don't know if they put anything else on the first lease one.
Okay.
Let me see here. I can pull any of these others up.
How many? But you said it's right under $500? And while you're pulling up, does this customer own any other businesses?
No.
So she's just starting a restaurant from the ground up?
Right. Okay, so the original equipment cost $16,171 minus $2,900, which was the amount that they paid for a down payment here. $13,271. Minus a 10% that they were going to pay to first lease, which puts you at $11,944 for the total that they were going to lease.
Okay.
In the 36 months at $452.68 plus applicable tax.
Okay.
Now, whenever he put the applicable tax on there, that kind of rubbed him the wrong way as well, because we have no tax in Montana.
Okay.
So
it's just I'm not going to crap on this guy. It just sounds like an auto-generated form. Here's what I would do, and you can feel free, because we're in the same buying group, to pass on this information. Here's the honest truth of what should be done. And I don't view First Lease as like, I view my product as a lot different and honestly a lot more flexible, but I'm a big believer in mutual respect. Here's what should happen. Your customer should take the first lease deal.
Okay.
You have a customer who's looking for reasons to hate people, okay? I've dealt with this type of customer before. It's a victim mentality. And I don't even know your customer, but I see where it's going. There's someone that's going to nitpick on everything. Now, I don't want to stop you from sending me business, so here's what I can do. I don't require 10 or 20% down at all. I would just finance the whole thing and make it simple. Regarding sales tax, we just follow the state rules. So if there's no sales tax, we don't charge you sales tax. No big deal.
Right.
And I would give them a 36-month... There's two ways I can look at it. I can look at like everything, a full financial package, look at everything that they have, or I can just look at an application and bank statements. I don't know what they provided to this other lender. I could probably match the approval or beat it, and walk the customer through those options. But I guess the question I'd ask you is, has the customer provided any additional information to your first lease, or is it just an application?
I'm not positive. Whenever I had spoke to the first lease salesperson, verbally he told me, he says, they're already accepted. So he says they're... He says all she has to do is sign the paper, and she says it's a done deal.
Yeah,
so,
isn't that the truth of sales, right?
Right. So I don't know what they have received other than the application.
Okay.
Now
it depends if you. It depends.
Tell me that they. He said that she does have very good credit. He says, now, regardless of the very good credit, he says, you know, restaurants are known that somewhere within the first 5 years that they'll lose their pepper. That's why we only went 3 years instead of longer.
All right, I view completely different. I'm not that kind of salesperson. Here's my concern. Startup restaurants, to me, if they survive 2 years, they'll survive. My problem is when I give people money, 3 months later, they don't call me back. They've stopped turning their phone calls. I live in the real world. It's not about, I do 5-year loans all the time. It has really nothing to do from my perspective. Here, on this specific deal, I'm guessing that you want to help the customer out, but you're also not making a fortune on a $15,000 transaction, correct?
Correct.
And there has to be a time value. If I'm honest with you now, like I said, you'll send me more business in the future. Here's what I would say. You've got a customer who's pushy. I'm more than happy to speak to them, but on off the record, they should take this deal. Because they're already approved.
Right.
And all I'm going to do is, I'm going to piss your customer off more by asking them for information.
Right.
I can beat this deal. I can gather some information. The whole judgment call comes down to you is, do you want me to work with this customer who still might blow up at me in 3 months?
Right.
If they're, the only flip side is this. If they're willing to provide me with the proper documentation, then I can give, and they have good credit, what I can do for them is, I can give them a financed amount on the whole transaction, probably save them a few bucks, and give them a straight finance agreement, not a lease, which I think some customers prefer.
Right.
But, yeah, I think you've got a customer who's used to really, really good credit, and so what this customer, and you have to educate customers in my industry. You can't just talk at them. This is how I talk to your customer. Pretend you're the customer, okay? Role-playing. It's Rob, correct?
Correct.
Hey, Rob. You have really good credit, correct?
Right.
Great. So what you're used to is you're used to when you apply for loans getting really, really low interest rates.
Because the credit is good.
Because your credit. But this is a different scenario. Right now, you're not borrowing the money. Your business is. And even though you have really good credit, you are starting a restaurant. And it's the equivalent of you getting a high-end Mercedes and parking it in Compton. Your insurance bill is going to be through the roof.
Right.
Because you're parking your good credit in a high-risk industry. So here's what I can tell you. I'm going to give you a fixed monthly payment. This monthly payment is X. Here's the complete payback. That is the amount of finance charges you're paying. You're not going to see an AP on your documents because you're not signing a loan that separates interest and principal. You're signing a non-cancelable fixed payment agreement. Does this work for you? That's it.
Right. Okay.
But between us girls, and I work off bonus, I do not work off a nice big salary, so it's weird for someone in my position to say this, this customer, if they have an approval, they should take their first lease approval.
Okay.
And I hate to be that guy, but I would appreciate it if I had a $100,000 approval, and it was a good approval. If someone undercut me under the legs for $5, I'd hate them for doing it. It's not a like, but at the end of the day, still, you're my customer, not firstly, so I got to make you happy, but you could experience the same thing with me as you could with this customer.
Correct.
So that's my feedback for you. I'm more than happy to get to work, just if you've been forewarned, you know that it could be the same issue.
Right. Well, you have educated me very well. I do appreciate that. And I will talk back to my customer and see what their choice will be for it. I did try and get her to go with first lease this morning. I will see what I
can. Yeah, because you just want to get the deal done.
Right. Right. So, but yeah, for sure, I think that the ball is going to be in her court either direction. So.
Yeah, I agree with you.
But let me see what I can do with it, and, you know, I
don't know. Does she need any other equipment besides this $15K? What else has she bought from you?
Not a whole lot right now.
Okay.
They're getting ready to open up a Oriental restaurant, and she's got the 3-wok range for myself. She's got a smoker. She's got.
But her total package is only $15K or so.
Right, so it's not a whole lot. I don't think that she has a whole lot of room in the building that she's going in.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, whatever I can do, go ahead.
I think that she's got enough to get her started, but I think that definitely end up getting more.
Okay. Well, anything, you know, I'm here to help. I want to give you kind of the honest truth so you don't feel misled.
Right on.
Thanks, brother. I'll talk to you soon, okay? Go ahead.
I do appreciate it, and let me see. I just pulled your email up, and you have the credit application there as well.
Yep.
Good, good. Well, let me see what I can push through with these guys. Maybe I can speak to them a little bit, and, you know, I think that that would be a good choice for them to go ahead and go through the first lease as well.
Yeah, and you have a salesperson, right?
Correct.
Yeah, that's my big fear. My big fear is, and I see this in my industry where, especially like first lease and us, we're just recommending partners, and I'll be blunt with you, I'm crushing it for other Excel dealers. I'm murdering it. I got a guy in LA, we're doing $170,000 for his customer. I just did a food truck that was really difficult, that was $50,000. I got a guy in Texas doing a startup restaurant for $15,000. The customer, you know, it is what it is. But in this situation, I run a huge risk. If I'm the person that tells the vendor, yeah, just send me the deal and I undercut them, what am I doing? I'm making a customer happy by talking crap about their current company. And then, you know, I just like to be the person that, it's like kind of the mutual respect thing. If you're an equipment dealer and your customer goes across town and you've given them a great deal, the guy who undercuts you by $5, he's not doing anything for either of your businesses. He's driving both of your businesses into the ground.
Right.
He thinks he's winning, but all he's doing is creating a bidding war and dropping both of your margins. That's it.
Right.
So, but yeah, give me a holler if you need me. I'm here to help.
Right on. I do appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You got it, brother. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Will do. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.